Okay, today's daf is Makos daf Yud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis. We are at Va'amar Abelazar. The first word line is El Azar. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Benumin Lizchus for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Baschaya. They should both have for Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we're holding on the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis, as we said, and the Gemara is going to have a discussion about a number of halachos where Ziknei Ha'ir are critical in order for that halacha, or might be critical at least, in order for that halacha to apply. So we're going to have three different halachos where Ziknei Ha'ir is going to be a critical idea. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that when discussing the designation of the Ari Miklat in Sefer Yehoshua, we use a harsher lashon, and we're going to have two different explanations of why the Navi chooses a harsher lashon to describe the designation of the Ari Miklat. Then the Gemara is going to have three separate machlokos between Rabbi Yehuda and somebody else, and probably the only thing they really have in common is that they are between Rabbi Yehuda and somebody else, and we're not sure which position is taken by Rabbi Yehuda and which position is taken by the somebody else. Then the Mishnah is going to tell us that a Rotzeach leaves an Ir Miklat with the death of the Kohen Gadol, but it's going to enumerate which of the Kohanim Gadolim there are many different types of Kohanim Gadolim. There's the Merubah Begadim, there's Meshuach Shemna Mishcha, the Meshuach Melchama, the Avar Mimshicha, so the guy who used to be Kohen Gadol, so whose death really lets the Rotzeach out of the Ir Miklat? And the Gemara is going to discuss why it's the Kohen Gadol's problem. What does the Kohen Gadol have to do with the Rotzeach? And then the Gemara is going to tell us that when a Chacham gives a Klala, it's going to be Mekuyam, even if it was Bechinam, or even if it was Altanayin. We're going to give examples of that. And the Gemara is going to tell us that Yehuda is an example of a conditional Nidui that is fulfilled. A Nidui is also a form of Klala. It's a curse that a person should die. And then the Gemara is going to raise a suffix whether you need all of the various Kohanim Gadolim that are enumerated in the Mishnah to die in order for the guy to go free from Nir Miklat, or any one of the Kohanim Gadolim that are enumerated in the Mishnah in order for the guy to leave the Ir Miklat. Then the next Mishnah is going to discuss if the Kohen Gadol dies at different times. What if he dies before the Gemar Din? What if he dies after the Gemar Din before you start Galus? So all of these different possibilities of the death of the Kohen Gadol and how that affects the potential Galus. And then at the end of the daf, there's going to be a machlokas. What if a Kohen Gadol finds out, that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? He wasn't a Kasher Kohen the entire time. So does the Horig B'Shogeg still go out at his death? He's not really the Kohen Gadol, but he was the Kohen Gadol at the time that this person killed. So the Gemara is going to discuss that issue as well. So let's begin Va'amar Rabbi Lazar on Daf Yoram Beis. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar, Ir She'ein Bo Zekenim Eino Koletes. If a city does not have Zekenim, then such a city does not serve as an Ir Miklat. It doesn't function as an Ir Miklat. So a city doesn't have Zekenim, can't work. Why? To be in a Ziknei Ir, the Lekka. One of the requirements of an Ir Miklat is there needs to be Ziknei Ir. And if it doesn't have Zekenim, then it can't be an Ir Miklat. Itmar Ir She'in Bo Zekenim, Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi, Chadamar Koletes, Chadamar Eino Koletes. This is in fact the Machlokas, Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi, whether it works. The Mandiam Reino Koletes being a Ziknei Ir Vileka, the one that says it's Eino Koletes because you require Ziknei Ir, the Mandiam Koletes, mitzvah b'alma, and the one that says that it is koletes holds that it's a mitzvah b'alma to have zikenei ear, but it's not something that's an absolute requirement. Meaning, if it doesn't have zikenim, it's not going to be ma'akev. Although it's an ideal that we see to it that the ear miklat in fact does have zikenim. This seems very much like the machlokas we have in Masechah Sanhedrin, whether be'inan krak k'dechsiv or lo be'inan krak k'dechsiv. The Gemara has such a discussion. Do you need the psukim? Do you need that in order for the halacha to play out? Do you need it exactly as it appears in the psukim, or are some of the details not necessarily ma'akev? So this seems to be the same exact machlokas. The Achronim discuss who are the zakenim that we're talking about that might be ma'akev near miklat. Does it mean a beis din of 23 judges that could be dan din in fashos, or maybe a beis din of 3 judges, even a dini mamunis type of beis din? So the medayik and lashon of the Rambam, because when it comes to egla rufa in hilchos rotzeach shmiras nefesh in the 9th parak, the Rambam writes, "Ein modedin elo the ir sheish, but beis din shall esrim v'shlosha." So if over there he clearly says you need a Beis Nishal Chav Gimel. Over here the Rambam writes, the Rambam just writes that you need Ziknei Yair, just the way the Gemara has it. And he doesn't specify that it has to be Shal Chav Gimel. So the Knesset HaGedolah says that just like by Egla Arufa, the Rambam was explicit that it's got to be Shal Chav Gimel. So it's the same is true by the Yer Miklat, it's the same din. But the Merkavos HaMishnah says, no, you have to be Medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, that when you need Chav Gimel, he says you need Chav Gimel. But by the Ari Miklat, you only need a Bezin of Shlosha. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan, Chosh Mishpat, Sim Tav Chavei, writes that the Zakenim that we're talking about don't have to be a Bezin at all. They just need to be Talmidei Chachamim. You don't even need them to function in any way as a Beis Din. Because the whole point is that the purpose of these Zakenim is that when they speak, the Gaol Adam should listen. When they ask the Gaol Adam, please don't kill this guy. So you only need really two people who can speak to him, who could be Medaber al Alev. That's the function of these Zakenim over here. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. It's not Stam a Gzeres HaKosov, that in order for the city to be in Yer Miklat, you need Zakenim. No, the Zakenim are supposed to accomplish something over here. They're supposed to speak to this guy. It's always a question in the Mefarshim and the Rambam. When the Rambam says something explicitly in another place, and you expect him to say it he says something explicitly in one place, you expect him to say it explicitly in the other place as well, and he doesn't. How do you learn such a Rambam? Do you learn that the Rambam is relying on the fact that you saw what he wrote somewhere else, and you're going to make the connection in your own mind? Or is that a diuk, that you can make a diuk that he didn't say it over here? It must be that the halacha is different over here. Then the second halacha that relates to Zakenim says the Gemara, V'ir she'in bo Zakenim, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi, Chalam Renasa ben Soramora, V'chalam Renasa ben Soramora, Machlokas, whether you can have a ben Soramora in a city that doesn't have Zakenim. V'mandiyam Re'in Nasa ben Soramora, V'inan Ziknei Iro V'laka, because by ben Soramora it says you need Ziknei Iro, so you don't have it. And therefore, you can't have ben soramara. Mother Menasseh ben soramara, mitzvah bialma. And again, the one that says that you can have ben soramara, mitzvah bialma. Ideally, there would be zakenim, but if with not zakenim, it's fine as well. It's a little bit more difficult to understand in the context of ben soramara than it is in the context of Yer Miklat. We're deciding: is this going to be? We know that there are cities that are designated as Yer Miklat, so we can do something about that and send zakenim to that city. Over here, we're talking about something that happened, and it could happen anywhere, that a kid becomes a ben soramara. So what does it mean? It's a mitzvah bialma that the city has zakenim. It either did or it didn't have zakenim. How do we rectify that situation? After he becomes a ben soramara, we're going to send zakenim to the city? So what exactly mitzvah bialma means in this context is not as clear. The third halacha that relates to zakenim, v'ir shein v'zakenim, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi, chadamar mevia egla rufa, v'chadamar ein mevia egla rufa. Machlokas, whether such a city brings an egla rufa. L'mandiyam reinam mevia egla rufa, binan ziknei yair hi, v'laka. The one that says that it's going to bring an egla rufa says, you need ziknei yair hi. L'mandiyam mevia egla rufa, mitzvah bi'alma. If you hold that it is maybe an egla rufa, we'll just learn that it's a mitzvah bi'alma. The Meiri just points out, are these the only three parshios in the Torah where the term ziknei yair or zikenim is used? So what about by Motzi Shemra, it says ziknei yair hi. By Chalitza, it says ziknei yiro. And yet, we don't find anywhere that you need zakenim in order to do a chalitza. So the Meiri just points out that the reason is because in these parashios it says hazakenim, and the Torah is being megala that it's not ma'akev that you have ziknei or dafka zakenim in general. And plus, he says maybe in chalitza in Yavamos we learn from a drasha that you don't need chalitza to be done in Beis Din. Even ziknei ashuk are good enough. So maybe that's the that there's some way to learn that any other parsha that says zakenim is lav dafka that it has to be zakenim. The Aruch Lenero ever says that the three examples that our Gemara gives each have a chiddush, and he goes through what the chiddush might be in each of the three examples. But the point is, he says, therefore that's why these three examples are chosen. But ein achinami, anywhere it says zakenim in the Torah, you're going to have the same machlokas. It's just that it's not a chiddush to have that machlokas anywhere else. It's only a chiddush in these places, and he tries to elaborate and explain what the chiddush is dafka by Yer Miklat and by and by Bensor Mora and by Eglar Rufa. Now Tosus of here points out the Kasha in the bottom Tosus Charam Vina Eglar Rufa Tema Da Tanan Eglar Rufa in Mod Dinel Meir Sheish Babezdin, that the Shita that holds you can be Mavia an Eglar Rufa even if there are no Zakenim. What do you do with the fact that the Gemara says in Masechta Sota that you can only be Mavia an Eglar Rufa in a city that has a Bezdin, and isn't Bezdin synonymous with Zikne Ir that you need Zakenim? With the Gemara and Sota saying one of the cities that you're going to be measuring toward need a Beis Din, but over here we're saying all of the cities that are in the Parsha of the Eglah Rufa need Ziknei Ha'ir. They all require Ziknei Ha'ir. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. Amar b'cham b'chaninim, ne'man amar parshas rotzchim v'lashon aza. D'chziv ha'idabar Hashem l'Yoshua le'mar, da'ber el b'nei Yisrael le'mar, t'nu l'chem esari ha'miklat asher dibarti aleichem. You see that the expression that the Navi uses when telling Yoshua to designate the Ari Miklat is a lashon of v'yidaber. V'yidaber is a very strong lashon. Why does the Navi use such a strong lashon? Sansing Mara Mipnei Shahin Shaltore uses such a strong lashon because we're dealing with a real da'oraisa over here. Having Ari Miklat is a din in the Torah, and now Yoshua has to be the one to set up a din in the Torah. Very unusual thing in Navi. In Navi, normally the Navi is implementing whatever Hashem told him as the Rasha of that generation, or to give the Musar of that generation. But over here, we're implementing for the very first time a din min haTorah. The Maritz Chayis says that Bekol HaNaviim we don't find Vayomer Hashem Lomatzin Vayomer Hashem El Yishaya or El Yirmiyahu Lemar. Over here, Vaydaber Hashem El Yoshua Lemar, because that's a chazara of what it says in the Torah. That in the Torah itself, it says that you have to have Arei Miklat. So that's why we use a lashon kasha. So says the Gemara, wait, Lemaimer to call Dibur lashon kasha. Anytime it says Vaydaber, it's always a lashon kasha. In yeah, absolutely. Kiddushiv Daber Ish Adoni Aretz Itanu Kashos, that you have explicitly in when the story of Yosef and his brothers, the brothers report Dibur Ish Adonai Haaretz Itanu Kashos V'itinasan Kamaraglim Asaretz. He accuses us of being a Meraglim. He was so hard on us. So you have specifically Dibur and Kashos in the pasuk. So frankly, yeah, but Vatanya Nidabru, but Nidbru, but it also says us Nidbru Yirei Hashem Ishas Re'ehu, that Yirei Hashem are going to talk to each other and Talmid Chum speak Benachas with each other. So that doesn't seem to be Kashos. So Ein Nidbru El Loshon Nachas, and the Brisa elaborates that when Talmid Chum speak with each other, when Yirei Hashem speak with each other, it's Benachas. V'cheinu Omer Yad Ver Amim Tachtenu, that we will that the other nations will be calmed and will be won't be doing anything challenging to us. That's the nevuah. So it sounds that that's binachas. So daber luchud, yadber luchud. Now daber is different than yadber, and therefore you can't bring a raya from yadber amim tachtenu. Now the Gemara has simani rabbanon mehemni v'sifri. So the simon is what the conversations that are about to happen. The Rashash just points out lo yecholti lamar alav im lo b'tal sofer. He says, I don't know what this siman is about. Nothing that is about to appear in our Gemara has anything to do with Rabbanon, Mehemni, and Sifri. So he says, I have no idea why the siman is here. It must be a typo. The Paras Yosef says, no, not a typo. There's a good reason for the siman. We're about to have three different machlokos between Rabbi Yehuda and other people. The first one is against the Rabbanon. The second one is against Rabbi Nechemiah. And the third one is against Rabbi Meir. So good. Rabbanon is the first one. Mehemna is Rabbi Nechemiah, because Rabbi Nechemiah says why Rabbi Nechemiah? Because Rabbi Nechemiah is Mehemna for some reason. I'm not sure. I guess it sounds similar. And the third one is Rabbi Meir with Safra, because Rabbi Meir we know was a sofer. The Gemara Neir in Daf Yud Gimel says that Melachti Melech Hashemayim and Gittin Daf Samach Vav, Rabbi Meir was a Chacham v'Sofer. So right. So he explains Mehemna. Mehemna is the same letter, similar sounding as Nechemiah. Okay, so now says the Gemara, what is this? What are these three machlokos? Number one, pligiba Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan, chadam nei shashiham v'chadam nei shein shel Torah. It's actually machlokas why the pasuk in Yoshua that describes designating the Ari Miklat is written in a lashon kasha. One is that Yoshua delayed in designating these cities, so it's written in a lashon kasha because he's being criticized. And the other is no, because it's a din minat Torah. That's why it's said in a lashon kasha. V'ichlov Yoshua. Now we have the second machlokas. The pasuk says Yeshua wrote this down b'sefer Torah Selukim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah, Chadam Rishmona Psukim. One opinion says, what did Yeshua write in Sefer Torah Selukim? Yeshua wrote the Chumash. No, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah. So what does it mean? Yeshua wrote the last eight psukim, eight psukim before the end of the Torah. It says V'yamasham Moshe Eved Hashem. So that's the sugya in the Gemara in Baba Basra. What does that mean? How did the last eight psukim get written? Because mimanavshach, if Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them, then it's difficult because dead people can't write. And if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write them, then it's difficult because one of the Ikari Amunah is that we have the entire Torah exactly as given over from Moshe Rabbeinu. So one of the opinions is that Yoshua wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. The other opinion is that that up until that point Moshe wrote in a certain way, and then he changed the way that he wrote. That he was Kosev Bedema at that point. It's a major discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim what that means. What does Kosev Bedema mean? But certainly there's one opinion in the Tanaim that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Shmona Psukim. That Yeshua wrote the Shmona Psukim. The other opinion says, no, Yeshua didn't write the last day Psukim in the Torah. When we say that Yeshua wrote something in the Torah, it doesn't mean actual Psukim in the Torah. It means he identified the Ari Miklat, and the Ari Miklat are referred to in the Torah. So if you want to know what the Ari Miklat are that are referred to in the Torah, you have to read Sefer Yoshua and see what they are. So Bishlan Man Yamaches Psukim, if you say that he wrote the last Psukim in the Torah, Hainu Dichsiv B'Sefer Torah Selukim. That's why it says B'Sefer Torah Selukim. El Man Yamar Ari Miklat might be Sefer Torah Selukim, but if it's Ari Miklat, why is it B'Sefer Torah Selukim? Hachi Kamar V'Yichtav Yoshua B'Sefro Es Hadvar Me'ila Ksuvim B'Sefer Torah Selukim. That Yoshua wrote in his Sefer an enumeration of that which is hinted to, that which is said in Sefer Torah Selukim, meaning to list the Ari Miklat. There is a discussion. The Gemara says in Maseches Baba Basra that the Shmona Psukim Shel Torah, that since Yoshua wrote them, Yachid Korei Osam. So it's a discussion what that means, that Yachid Korei Osam. Tosfos talks about it on the spot, that maybe it means that you don't need a minion to finish off those last eight Psukim of the Torah. You can get an Aliyah on those last eight Psukim even without a minion present. But some explain that Yachid, the Chacham Tzvi writes, Yachid Koryosa means that the Miyuchad Shabekahal, that you try to give it to a Chashva person, the Aliyah of Chasen Torah. That's the Yachid Koryosa. So the Achronim ask, why does that make sense? If these Pesukim are on a lower level than the rest of Torah, because either Yoshua wrote them or Moshe Kasam Bedema in some lower level, why would you give them to the Yachid Shabekahal? We normally try to give the most Chashva Aliyos to the Yachid Shabekahal. You give Saras Hadibros, whatever, the more Chashva Aliyos to the Yachid. Why Dafka, the last eight Pesukim of the Torah? So some of the Achronim suggest Dafka for that reason, because people might say, these Pesukim aren't as important. They're not. So in order to grant them Chashivos, so that's why Yachid Koryosam and Miyuchad reads them. Sefer Shetafru B'Pishtan. Now we have the third Machlokas. If you have a Sefer that was sewn together with Pishtan, Pligibar Rabbi Yudav Rabbi Meir, Chadam Rakashav Chadam Rapasal, Machlokas whether such a sefer is kasher apostle. Man yom apostle duksev man tia Torah Hashem beficha viskish kol haTorah kula l'tfilin, that we make a hekesh between Torah and tefillin. Mat tefillin alach l'moshe misinai l'tofron begidin afkal l'tofron begidin, just like there's alach l'moshe misinai that you need to use the actual sinews of an animal to sew the tefillin, so too a sefer Torah also requires that. The idach and the other opinion says no, there is a hekesh between tefillin and sefer Torah, but not on that level. The idach ki iskish lemutar beficha. The whole hekesh is just to tell you that it has to be made out of kosher materials. But lilchosav lo iskish. But all of the detailed halachos of how to make tefillin don't necessarily apply to a sefer Torah, and therefore it's not. You're not going to tell me that if it's with gidin that it's going to be possible. Amrav with pishtan it's going to be possible. Amrav chazinu the tefillin debe chabivi. Rav says, you know, I've seen my uncle's tefillin. His uncle was Rabbi Chia. Otherwise, otherwise it wouldn't be so impressive. You know, a lot of people have uncles, but he says, I saw my uncle's tefillin, and you should know, Ditfiri bikisna v'les hilchso kavasei, that they were actually sewn with kisna, with pishtan, but we don't paskin that way. We don't, we paskin that it should not be done with kisna, it should dafka be done with gidin. Okay, new mishnah. Echon mishuach b'shem na mishcha, ve'echon amruba b'gadim, ve'echon shavar m'mishchaso, m'mishchuso machzir nasrotzeach. Any of the Kohanim Gedolim's death can let the Rotzeach out of the Ir Miklat, whether he became Kohen Gadol with the Shemin HaMishcha, or whether it was at a time where we didn't have Shemin HaMishcha, and therefore from time of Yoshio and on, where Nignas Shemin HaMishcha, so they couldn't anoint a Kohen Gadol anymore with Shemin HaMishcha. The only way to make him the Kohen Gadol is when he started acting like a Kohen Gadol, when you put on the big day Kuhuna Gadol on him, so such a Kohen Gadol would also count, and even someone who's Avar Mimishichuso, someone who became Pasul and he had to have a substitute in his place, and when the original Kohen Gadol had a refuah, the other one went back to his Avoda and it was no longer acting as a Kohen Gadol. Even that guy that served as a Kohen Gadol for some time, even that would be enough that his death would allow the Rotzeach to go free. The Rashash just points out it is an unusual language that the Mishnah uses. Avar mimishichuso. He says lo yadati madu atani mimishichuso. The mashma davka shei nimshach mitchila. Ubemis near the gam b'merub begadim sha'avar choser. Right? Why if the same thing happened where a Kohen Gadol couldn't function and they had to get someone else in his place, and it wasn't the Kohen Gadol who was mashuach b'shem na mishcha, it was Kohen Gadol who was merub begadim, the same halacha would apply. So why does it say avar? The same should apply by Merubu Gadim. He says, Ulai Shigras Lishna Dresh Per Gimel Dahorios Nakat Odukan Perushim Migduloso Kumodashin Lamashchal Gdula. He says, maybe because in Horios you have a similar Lashon, or maybe over here Mimishichuso doesn't mean Shemina Mishcha. Mimishichuso means from his position of prominence, because sometimes you do have Mishicha as a Lashon of a position of prominence. You have to say something, but he's not sure. Rabbi Yudomer Af Mashuach Melchama Mach. Even the Kohen Mashiach Melchama, he doesn't even do the special Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. His job is to rally up the troops for war. Even since he's called the Kohen Gadol, even his death will be Machzir the Rotzeach. Lefichach, he must say in Shulchan, Mesafkos Len, Michio, Ksus, Kedei Shalei Yispal Lebeneim, Sheyemusu. So the mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim would take it upon themselves to supply all sorts of nice things to the people in the Ir Miklat, to the Rotzchim in the Ir Miklat, so that they shouldn't daven that the Kohen Gadol will die, because they want their children to live. Says Maraminanimili. How do we know any of this? Amar of Kana Damakrava Yeshuba and Mos HaKohen Gadol. It says he stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. Uksiv Kibir Miklato Yashav and Mos HaKohen Gadol. He stays in the Ir Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. Uksiv Achre Mos HaKohen Gadol. Rabbi Uksiv Krachrin Alashuv Lashav Zbarat Zad Mos HaKohen. You have all of these psukim that tell us that when the Kohen Gadol dies. V'idok Midloksiv HaKadol Chad Mehanachu. And the other opinion doesn't quote that last pasuk because it doesn't actually say Kohen Gadol. It just says Kohen. It says but it doesn't mention HaGadol. But bottom line is there are many psukim that suggest that Kohen Gadol, so that's why, since there are three psukim plus maybe one more, that's why we know that there are three different types of Kohanim Gadolim that will let the guy go free, plus maybe one more. Rabbi Yehuda holds maybe Meshuach Melchama as well. So it's because of the number of psukim. So we said in the Mishnah, that's why the mothers of the Kohanim would supply them with food and clothing. So time into lo matzlu, hamatzlu maisi. The implication is that the mothers had to stop these guys from davening, because if these rotzchim daven that the Kohen Gadol should die, he would die. But what is a tefillah that someone should die? It's a klala. A klala is a tefillah that somebody should die. So they're cursing the Kohen Gadol, right? If these people daven, then he should die. They're giving him a curse that he should die. But it's for no reason. He didn't do anything wrong. And I thought a kill aschinam doesn't take effect. So why do you have to worry? So amle usaba, or what does it change to on the side? Amar usaba mi pirkei derava shmieli shaylan levakish rachem al doran velo bikshu. The Kohanim Gedolim are not innocent. It's not a kilul aschinam. This is a klala that the Kohanim deserve because they should have been mevakesh rachamim on their dar, and they were not mevakesh rachamim, and that's why things like killing b'shogei could happen. Others say no, the mothers weren't giving them food so that they wouldn't daven for the Kohen Gadol to die. No, they were trying to encourage them to daven dafka that the Kohen Gadol should live. So, meaning, the assumption is the rest of Klal Yisrael probably davens for Kohanim Gadolim, but these guys might not daven for the Kohen Gadol, right? You know, like they say, it's Tfilah for the Rosh HaMemshalah or whatever, right? So the rest of Klal Yisrael probably davens for the Kohen Gadol, an important, prominent member of Klal Yisrael. These guys might not want to daven. They're not going to daven, he's going to die, you know, that's terrible. But they might not want to daven. So that's why the mothers want to encourage them to daven for him. So says, we're at time of the Matsu, Halo Matsu Maisi. Sounds like Kohen Gadol's in danger, and that if people don't daven for him, he's going to die. What did he do wrong? Why is his life in danger? The way we express such a kasha is Tuv Yechatav Zigud Mangid. The Gemara in Mesachus Pesachim tells us that Tuvya did something, and there was only one aid, and his name was Zigud. So Zigud came and testified about Tuvya's Avera, and Bezin gave Zigud Malkus, because he's Neirachar, he's just Stam speaking Lashon Hara. Because if you have two aidim, then you could do something about it in Bezin. With one aid, you're just Stam about Lashon Hara. So they had the expression, Tuvya Chata, Tuvya's the one that did the Avera, Zigud is the one that's getting Malkus. So why is it these guys on the road scheme? Kohen Gadol is the one that's going to pay the price. Hasam Amri, and over there they have a different expression, Shechem Nasav Magvai Gazir, that Shechem is the one that took Dina, and he got all the Hana from taking Dina, and everyone else had to get the Mila and have the Tsar of the Mila. So that's not fair. Samar was having, that was just different ways of expressing the question, that it's not fair. Why is the Kohen Gadol's life in danger? Amru Sabim Pipirka de Rav Shmieli Shayla Vakish Rachim Aldor and Velo Bikshu. Same as we said before, he should have davened and he didn't. Ki Hada Hu Gavra Da Achle Arye Baruch Tosa Parsi Mined Rabbi Shoben Levi. There was a guy that was devoured by a lion within three parsos of where Rabbi Shoben Levi was. Velo Shtoy Elio Bade Tosiyomi. And Elio Anavi didn't go to him for 3 days because it doesn't speak well of a great man if something terrible happens within his vicinity. His zuchus should have protected all those within his vicinity. Amar Vidam Rav, Kilas Chacham Afil Bechinam Iba'a, that a klala from a chacham will happen even if the person doesn't deserve the klala. Minalan, how do I know that? Me Achitofel, from the story with Achitofel. Shabisha Shakara David Shisin, when David was digging the Shisin in preparation for the Mizbeach, Kafa Tahoma, the Tahom, the depth, started to come up and to threaten to flood the world. It looked like it was going to come and flood out the entire world. There's only one way he knew how to take care of such a plumbing problem, and that was to write the Shem Hashem on a chaspa and throw it in. Problem is, it's going to erase the Shem Hashem when you throw it in the waters. So he asked, am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to write the Shem Hashem on a chaspa, on a shard, and throw it in? So lekadam lemidi, no one responded. Amar, so David Amel says, kol yodea davar zeve in omro, yechanek begrono. Anyone who knows the answer to this, but doesn't give the answer, should choke to death. Nasa Achitofel Kal V'Chomer B'Yatzma. So Achitofel made a Kal V'Chomer, and he said, Amar, Uma Laso Shalom Enishli Ishto Amra Torah Shmi Shenichta B'Kedusha Yimach Alamayim. If to make Shalom between a single couple in Klal Yisrael, a man and his wife were willing to erase Hashem Hashem just for Shalom Bayis of one family, L'Kol Olam Kulo Kolshkein, for the survival of the entire world, which presumably is the Shalom Bayis of the entire world, because people don't get along so well when they're not living. So the survival of the entire world, all the more so that we're going to make that it's worth writing a shame on a chaspa. So you see that idea of writing the shame for Megillah Sota to erase the Megillah Sota is used la halacha, that we use it as a kal v'chomer la halacha. In some contemporary poskim, it's also used la halacha. Shaila is asked in a number of contemporary poskim, Rav Avadia Yosef and Tzitz Eliezer and others. You have a girl who's a balas tshuva and she has told her husband some parts about her past, but not everything, because she knows he would completely freak out if she were to tell him everything. So he knew when they got married she's not a basula or whatever, you know, certain things, but she didn't give any details. For example, she never gave the detail that she had been pregnant once before and she had an abortion, and now she's pregnant with the couple's first child. So the guy is all excited, Pidyon HaBen, he's going to have a Pidyon HaBen. Problem is, it's not really a peter rechem. So what do you do? Does she, and she's afraid it's going to destroy the shalom bayis. So some of the posts can bring this as a as an example. They say you're allowed to be mochik shem Hashem to be matil shalom beinishli ishto. So what? What's the whole issue over here? He'll do pinyan ben, give a few dollars to a kohen. No big deal. There's no isra of giving a few dollars to a kohen. What's the whole issue? That he's gonna. It's more than a few dollars, but still, there's no big deal in giving $150 to a kohen or whatever. What's the big deal? The big deal is that he's going to say a bracha on the mitzvah. So the bracha is going to be a bracha levatala. Ah, you're allowed to erase the Shem Hashem to make shalom in ishlishto. If that's what it's going to take to keep the shalom. My Rebbe Rav Silver told me that he had this shaila come up and he sent them to Rav Scheinberg, and that's what Rav Scheinberg said on the spot. He said this kal v'chomer to be makel that the guy could say the bracha. Rav Adi Yosef says she should pretend that she found some yichus that she's a bas levi or something. You know, that there are other ways to get around the issue without saying the bracha levatala and making a whole party and a whole bidin aben. So Achitovel told David, Shari, you're allowed to do it. Kos of Shema Chaspa, so he wrote the name on the Chaspa, Shadi, and he threw it in there, Shadi Atoma, Nachas Vekama Duchte. So he threw it in there, and the water calmed down. So Achitovel did respond. He shouldn't be cursed. That Achitovel committed suicide. How? By strangling himself to death. So you see that the curse was ultimately fulfilled. It's an interesting thing that it was fulfilled. What do you mean curse was fulfilled? He did it to himself. He committed suicide. It wasn't that a curse was fulfilled against him, but nevertheless, I guess that somehow the providence was guiding him that he committed suicide dafka in that way by strangling himself to death, because that was a fulfillment of the curse. Achitovel committed suicide because he knew that he was a tremendous baleitza, and that as soon as his eitza is not being listened to, that the rebellion against David is going to fail, and if the rebellion of Avshalom against David is going to fail, then anyone who helped Avshalom along is going to be married by Malchus and get killed. And the halach is that a married by Malchus, all of his possessions get taken by the melech also. They do not go to his family. So he at least wanted his family to yarshin him. So the only way to do that was to kill himself on his own terms so that he not be killed as a married by Malchus. So that's why he killed himself. Amar Rabbivo, kill us chacham, afilu al tanai ba. When a chacham gives a klala, even if it's conditional, it's going to happen. Minalan, how do we know that? May Eli. The Kamar Eli l'Shmuel. Eli said to Shmuel, "Ko yasal chalakim chayosif im tichad many davar." That whatever you dreamt about, whatever you had a nevuah about, it should happen to you if you don't share with me what your nevuah was. But it was a nevuah about the sons of Eli going getting punished. The alvagav dechsiv ayagel Shmuel's kol advarim v'lo kachan mimenu. And even though Shmuel then responded and he told him, afilu hachiksiv lo halchu banav bidrachav. Shmuel's children did not follow in his path either, and that was because that's attributed to the curse that Eli gave, that if he were not to tell him, even though he did tell him, he still had to suffer that curse. Amar Avidom Rav, nidoi al tanai tzarech hafara. If someone is put in a nidoi, a form of cherem, even on a condition, it requires hafara. Minalan, from where do I know that a nidoi, even a conditional nidoi, needs to be undone? You need to go to a chacham to be mefir. Mi Yehuda, dechsev im lo av Yosef elecha. Yehuda promises Yaakov that he's going to bring back Binyamin. And Yehuda says, Anochi Arvenu, if I don't bring him to you, v'yitzakti v'fanech v'chatasi l'cha kala yamin. So Avram Rav Shomar Nachmeni, Amram Yonasan, Mai dechsiv yichiru vein val yamos v'zos li Yehuda. What does the pasuk mean when it says v'zos li Yehuda? Kol osin mem shana she yisol b'midbar, atzmosav shal Yehuda hayu megulgalin ba'aron. The 40 years that the Jewish people in the Midbar, the bones of Yehuda were rattling in the aron, in the coffin. Ad sha'amad Moshe u'bike shalav rach. Until Moshe Rabbeinu finally davened for Yehuda. Amar lefan of Ribono Shlola, mi garim l'Ruvain Shayoda Yehuda. What caused Ruvain to ultimately admit his sin, his mistake of being mevabli Yitzui Aviv, of switching the beds of his father? It was Yehuda that caused Ruvain. Yehuda inspired Ruvain, because when Yehuda was moda for his mistake, so Ruvain is moda for his mistake. V'zos li Yehuda, Shama Hashem kol Yehuda. So this is what's happening to Yehuda. Yehuda al evare l'shafa. So his limbs went back into their original spot. His bones stopped rattling. Meaning that tefillah was enough for his bones to stop rattling. Tosfos points out historically this doesn't seem to work out. He says Tema da amrinu b'medrash v'yashav Reuven al bar mehechon shav mibeisav shiyashav b'taynus al ma'isa bila v'zakoda ma'isa v'Yehuda. That Reuven already was yoshev b'taynus because of the ma'isa bila that he had done. So apparently he was already moda, and that was what before the mechiras Yosef. The ma'isa of Yehuda was after the mechiras Yosef. With Yehuda and Tamar, that was after Yehuda was they were moed him migdulaso because of the whole ma'isa with Yosef, and they saw what it did to Yaakov Avinu. So it seems a little out of order. So says tells the Yeshomer to be kol makom lahod barabim ad ma'isa Yehuda. Yeah, Reuven already had felt bad, and it was already sitting betainus for what he had done before the mechiras Yosef, but he was hod barabim after the mice of Yehuda. Anyway, lo ava kama aili le mesifta derekia. Still, Yehuda was not being admitted into the mesifta derekia. Ve'alam lo tevienu. So Moshe Davin, let him go, let him join his nation. Lo ava kayadil mishkal mitruk b'shmaita ba'di rabbanan. He still couldn't engage in the Torah conversation in the mesifta derekia. Yod of Ravlo. Lo ava yadil fruke kushe. He still couldn't answer questions. Ve'ez of mitzar of tiyya. So each line of the tefillah accomplished something else. Iba yilu. B'misas kulunu chazur adum b'misas echamehem. Kohen Gadol goes back when the Rotzeach goes back when all the Kohanim Gadolim die or when any one of them dies. Tashma Nigmar Din Blo Kohen Gadol Ein Yosim Misham Liolam. Our next mission is going to say that if you have a Gemar Din and there's no Kohen Gadol yet, he never goes out. V'Yemisa Lehad B'Danach. Why would he never go out? Wait till one of the other Kohanim Gadolim die. So the Gemara says that's not a raya. It's not a raya that he has to. He needs all of them to die. But Deleka, maybe we're talking about a situation where there is no other Kohen Gadol. Okay, says the Mishnah. If the Kohen Gadol dies after one's Gemar Din, that's it. He's out before he goes in, so he never has to go in. If he has a Gemar Din to go to a near Miklat, and before that Gemar Din, the Kohen Gadol dies, and then Umanu Acher Tachtav, and they appoint a new Kohen Gadol, and then the Gemar Din happens, then the second Kohen Gadol is the one that would release him. Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol, if let's say they're in between Kohanim Gadolim at the time of his Gemar Din, Vahori Kohen Gadol, or the guy he killed is the Kohen Gadol, or if Kohen Gadol Shaharik, the Kohen Gadol is the guy that's being sent to the Er Miklat, then he never leaves. One does not leave the Er Miklat to give Eidos for a mitzvah, or for Dina Mamnos, or for Dina Fashos, even if the Jewish people need him. Even if he's an important general like Yoav, Eino Yotzi Misham Liolam, he will never leave there. Shnemer Asher Nas Shama, Shamte Diraso, Shamte Misaso, Shamte Kvuraso. That's where he will live. That's where he will die. That's where he will be buried. Kshem Shir Kolet is Kach Tchuma Kolet. Just like the city is Kolet, the Tchum around the city is also protects. Rotzeach Shiyatz Chutz L'Tchum Mitzol Gol Adam. If the guy leaves the Tchum and the Gol Adam finds him, Rabbi Yossi Agli Yomer Mitzvah Biyag Gol Adam Rishus Biyag Kol Adam. Gol Adam is a mitzvah to kill him. Everyone else is allowed to kill him. That's only once he's already been in the Er Miklat. On his way to the Er Miklat, that's when we have the Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, where we discourage him from killing him. Rabbi Kiva Amar Rishus Fiyad Gol Adam, Mikol Adam Chayavin Alav. That the Gol Adam has Rishus to kill him, everyone else is going to be Chayiv for killing him. There's a discussion in the Achronim over here. We don't let him out for anything. What about making a Karm Pesach? Karm Pesach is Nisr Kares if he doesn't bring Karm Pesach. So why wouldn't we let him out for Nisr Kares? So the Cheshek Shlomo suggests, of course we let him out. We let him out for all of these things. What we're trying to say in the Mishnah is, we let him out for Eidus Mitzvah, for Eidus, for Klal Yisrael needs him, all of these things. It's just that he then has to go back. That's why he used the expression, En Yosim Misham Li Olam. He just can't leave forever, but he can leave for spurts of time as needed if his services are needed. That's a very great chiddush in how to read the Mishnah, but that's what the Cheshek Shlomo suggests. My time, Amr Abai Kal V'Chomer, Uma Misha Golak Var Yotza Achshav. Meaning, why is the first halacha in the Mishnah that he has a Gemar Din, then the Kohen Gadol dies before he even made it to the Er Miklat, so he doesn't have to go to the Er Miklat? So Abai says, Kal V'Chomer, someone who is already there gets to go out. Misha Lo Gale Enu Din Shlo Yigla. Someone who hasn't yet gone, of course, shouldn't have to go. V'Dilma Haydu Gale Ichbele Haydu Lo Gale Lo. No, maybe the guy who went to the Er Miklat goes out because he already had his kapara. The guy who didn't yet go to the Er Miklat doesn't go out when the Kohen Gadol dies because because he hasn't yet had a kapara. So it says more midi golus kol mechapra, misas koin the mechapra. It's not the golus that's mechapra, it's the misas koin that's mechaper. Imach lo nigmar dino, so minan imidi. Amar av kana damkra, v'yeshuba an mosa koin gadol asher moshech oso b'shamir ha-kodesh. V'chi hu moshcho? What, was the rotzeach, the one that was moshech, the koin gadol? No, elezeh shenimshach b'yamav. It means that he was nimshach during his time. May avalei lemevid, what should he have done? Why is it that Kohen Gadol's fault if he was Nimshach before the Gemar Din? He wasn't even the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzicha. You know, it's one thing what we said in Amud Aleph, he should have davened that such things shouldn't happen. He wasn't Kohen Gadol yet at that time. So, Hayilo Levakesh Rachim Shigmar Din Lezchus Velo Bikesh. He should have been Mevakesh Rachimim that the guy would have had a Gemar Din Lezchus, and the fact that the Gemar Din came out against him is the Kohen Gadol's fault also. Asks the Mara Kohen, so what, he should daven for a perversion of justice? Meaning the guy deserves Golos, he's guilty. So you should daven that the Dayanim should get it wrong? So says the Mara Kohen, no, there's a halacha that if all 23 members of the Sanhedrin say that a guy is Chayiv Misa, he gets off the hook. He says the same is true by Golos. If all 23 say that he's Chayiv Golos, he doesn't go to Golos. So he says that's what he should daven for, that they'll all get it right, and then this guy will be putter from Golos. So it's his fault for not davening that some of them got it wrong and that they had to be outvoted. Okay, but Hashem will pick up with Amar Abaye tomorrow.